you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/big deal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. It's good to have you here early on a Friday morning. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. We were just talking about the Final Four in the previous hour, and we're super excited for the games tomorrow. And Julian Edlow joins the program now with DraftKings. We'll get his thoughts on the games. Julian, thanks for the time as always. We appreciate that. I want to ask you about UConn here first. So we are going over the look-ahead numbers, and this is all based on what happens tomorrow. But as of right now, stuff that's available, UConn would be 7 over FAU, and they would also be about 5.5 over San Diego State. What do you make of their current price right now to win the national title at DraftKings?
Yeah, they're probably a tad bit overpriced because they're so hot and because of the teams that are in the rest of the field. But I don't care. I'm laying the minus 125 on UConn to win it all. Some people may have a problem with laying juice at this stage on a champion. I don't. We are where we are. The field is the field. And UConn has been the most dominant team by a wide margin on both sides of the ball. They have the depth. They have the scoring. They have the defense. And everything that all these other teams do is great. They're really good at one thing or a couple of things. But I think when they get matched up with UConn, you know, UConn's balance and ability to do it all is going to make the difference. You know, we talk about this Miami game, the run that they're on. They've been fantastic. They just beat Texas, giving up 81 points mm-hmm. to the Longhorns. But defense, you know, they're outside of the top 100 in KenPom defensive adjusted efficiency, whereas UConn is just as balanced as can be and near the top of the board in everything. So when UConn sees these other teams, I think that their depth and their ability to play on both ends is going to be the difference. So I'll pay a little bit of a premium on the Huskies at this stage.
And I was on with you on your podcast. You see, I think we see points in the late game, right? I mean, I think Miami's 104 now, updated numbers in defense, and how UConn's been going through everybody so far. You think high scoring?
Yep. You spoke on the over on the podcast. Thanks for joining me, Pauly. And I gave out UConn team total over 77.5.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, very similar plays here. Mine is going directly at that Miami defense that ranked so poorly. Like I said, similar matchup against Texas. They just gave up 81. somehow won that game. They're obviously going to have to win a high scoring one if Miami's going to find a way to win this one. But UConn offensively has been a juggernaut. They're averaging just shy of 82 in the tournament. They've scored 82 or more in every game except for the St. Mary's game. And St. Mary's is a team that is going to grind you out, a top 10 defense that slows the pace down. So UConn didn't really have as many scoring opportunities in this one. Miami's going to push in this game. They're going to have a lot more scoring opportunities. So UConn's been scoring well into the 80s in all these games besides St. Mary's. So to have this team total at 77.5, I think with the pace, the lack of defense for the Hurricanes, and the way that UConn is playing, I think they're going to crack into the 80s once again.
Okay, how about the early game? What do you want to do with the total with the Aztecs and Florida Atlantic?
Yeah, early game is tougher, and we saw that move on San Diego State. If I were to play a side, I would lean to San Diego State with the three-point defense being the difference. Obviously, FAU likes to shoot those threes. They went 17 of 50 in the Elite Eight and the Sweet 16. That's 34%, a little bit above the tournament average from downtown. But we look at this San Diego State defense and what they did to elite Creighton and Alabama offenses, 5 of 44 from downtown in those last two games. So if San Diego State can limit the three, I think that's the difference in this game that would put me towards them. But ultimately, I just wound up going with the first half under. The San Diego State three-point defense plays right into that. And I've played the first half under for these San Diego State games against Creighton, against Alabama, and they got there. I think San Diego State is good at coming out and dictating the pace. They want a rock fight. That Creighton game, like, some of their shots looked like it was going to shatter the backboard, and they win that game. So it's ugly, but they come out and play their pace. And I think against FAU, we saw FAU kind of fall into another team's pace. The Tennessee game, that was 27-22 at half. That was played to Tennessee's pace, and FAU kind of broke out and had their way in the second half. I could see a similar one here in terms of at least the start of the game.
I think there's a common theme going around, by the way, that makes a lot of sense, Julian, and as long as you brought it up, the Tennessee matchup there. Don't you think Tennessee and San Diego State kind of mirror each other?
Yeah, I think it's a great point. Tennessee may be the higher ceiling team. Like, you know, they were ranked inside the top 10 SEC when they were fully healthy, at least. So to see FAU do what they did to Tennessee is pretty encouraging, I guess, if you're a FAU backer against San Diego State. But yeah, I think it's, at least for FAU, you have a blueprint on a game that you've won as a way that you kind of want to attack the Aztecs in this one.
Follow the Money, Paulie and Mitch, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Julian Edlow, our guest from DraftKings. San Diego State first half under, UConn team total over, and UConn to win the title. How about a little NBA? And I know you let you on that Boston Celtics yesterday as they run out Milwaukee, no problem, an all-time bad spot for the Bucks. Share the numbers you have now as the Celtics take on Utah, Lane, a big number.
Yeah, so it was a perfect spot for the Celtics situationally. I think we all knew that with the travel. But the spot got better and better throughout the week. Like, the Celtics lose in Washington, so now they have a strong bounce-back spot. And then the Bucks have this amazing game in Indy, so they're feeling good about themselves. It leads to a rocking chair winner here, and now the Celtics go back home. 13.5-point favorites against the Jazz. This one is very scary because the Celtics have sleptwalked through these games as double-digit favorites. If you go back to December 16th, last 14 games as double-digit favorites for the Celtics, they are 6-8 straight up, not even against the spread. They lose these games more than they win them outright when favored by double digits. So kind of a terrifying spot for the Celtics on Friday night. You know, I say that. No, I haven't bet Jazz plus 675 on the money line there yet. But this might be a spot to take the 13.5. You know, the Celtics have just been doing really poorly in this spot going back to December 16th.
How about a prop tonight? And again, the menu at DraftKings is so good. All the props you want, the college games, the NBA. So since the Blazers shut Lillard down, it's been a horrible outfit. I mean, he lose by 40 the other night at home. And Sacramento's laying, what, 15.5 on the road tonight. But how about Sharp? 30 in the last game, 29, 24, 24. He's the only guy who's been scoring here. What do you want to do? What are you seeing with Sharp's prop tonight for points?
Yeah, and if you're betting the game, first of all, there's no side you can take in this one other than laying it with games. Like, Portland has been getting mopped.
Yes.
So Shaedon Sharpe is a point total over that I've been playing. I played him over 20 and a half on Wednesday. He didn't even play well. Like, he shot 3 of 12 for 9 points in the first half, yet he ends up on 30 points going over in the third quarter. So he's had 24 or more points in 4 of his last 5 games. Not just Lillard shut down, but Grant, Nurkic, Anthony Simons hasn't been there in a while. So Sharpe has been the go-to guy offensively, getting up volume shots. But these blowouts don't matter. Like, the Kings lost, or excuse me, the Kings won by 40 on Wednesday. Sharpe played 45 minutes. He didn't come off the floor, and he took 27 shots. He went, you know, the 6 of 13 from deep really helped. Maybe he doesn't do that again. But he took 27 shots. He got to the line 4 times. If he's going to be this volume shooter that doesn't come off the floor no matter what the score is, then I'm interested in still paying the premium. It looks like he's coming out. It's not out on DraftKings Sportsbook yet. It looks like the market's around the 23.5, 24.5 range. I was hoping 22.5, 23.5. It was obviously going to go up. But with the volume he's getting, I'm fine with that. And he has 24 or more in 4 of his last 5 games. So Sharp's going to play 40-plus minutes. He's going to take 20-plus shots. I'll play the over here against the Kings team that ranks poorly defensive efficiency and plays at a really fast pace.
2 minutes left. I'm going to follow you on this one. DraftKings has the Lakers favored tonight in Minnesota. Huge game. I understand the hype, and AD was great against Chicago. They also just lost to him at home Sunday. I have to see the Lakers do it on a consistent basis. I got to take the T-Wolves at home tonight. What say you?
Yep, the Lakers are inconsistent. They're getting a ton of love right now, and I kind of get it. Like, the West is wide open, so you can make the case for them. But you got to see it to believe it, right? Like you just said. So I need to see the Lakers put together this strong finish, and I'm going to bet against them doing it. So it's a huge game in the Western Conference. The Timberwolves are coming off a close loss to the Suns that they weren't happy about. Now they're at home in a big Friday night game where they can prove it against the Lakers. All of their guys look like they're going to play. They all have probable tags, which is good for them. I know they had a flu bug type of thing going through the locker room. It looks like they're bouncing back from that. So if Minnesota's at home and at full strength, and I'm going to say the Lakers are too. I think, you know, LeBron's questionable. I would be shocked if he didn't play. I think LeBron and AD will be out there. So this is one of those rare NBA situations where we get to actually believe these teams are going to be in full strength and have motivation to play their guys. And I love that. I think that goes towards Minnesota at home in a spot that favors them a little more off the loss against the Lakers team, like you said, that has been wildly inconsistent. I think they're getting too much love here. Yep. I think Minnesota should be laying a couple points.
You can follow Julian on Twitter. He is at Julian Edlow. He's with DraftKings, and also catch his podcast. Subscribe to it. Check it out. It's called Unreasonable Odds. Julian, great stuff today. As always, good luck tonight and this weekend.
Yep, thanks for having me, guys. Good luck in the Final Four.
Yep, back Thank at you. You like to play there, huh? You like the Wolves tonight.
They've had some bad losses going back, and I know LeBron's back, but you got to prove it to me, right? I mean, you got blown out at home Sunday by the Bulls. Until I see it on a consistent basis,
that was a good bounce back.
Look what the T-Wolves just did. They won at Golden State. Come on.
Well, today's Major League Baseball card coming up next. He was obscene in his last start against his team, but it was also about as misleading as it gets.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. Get everything you need to bet on baseball this season with 24/7 streaming, daily best bet emails, data strategy, only $19, plus the Masters next week with the betting guide, matchups, futures, breakdown of every golfer in the field. Sign up, become a subscriber today for only $19. VSiN.com/subscribe. It's that easy.
So we have a smaller card today on day two of the Major League Baseball season, and the White Sox got the opening day win last night against the Astros. That was a phenomenal game.
Yes.
Cease was awesome. He outpitched Valdez, who was also very good, but I mean, he was nasty. Had a bunch of strikeouts in that game. And so tonight we get Lance Lynn against Christian Javier, who I'm a big fan of. Javier, only one career appearance against the White Sox. Five innings, one earned run, five Ks, four walks. Not a lot to take away from that. But I will say this about Lance Lynn. When you go back and look at career numbers, how they've done against certain teams, yada, yada, yada. He made zero starts against Houston last year. He made one in 2021. And with the mainstream numbers, it was awful. He went four innings. His ERA was 13.5. The BABIP was 571. That tells you the batting average of balls in play, very unlucky there. So things were dropping. The FIP was 0.92. I've never seen a 13, it's only one game, but 13.50 ERA compared to 0.92 FIP. That tells you how unlucky he was. He had a 28.6% hard hit rate, which is below league average. He allowed zero home runs and one walk. So they were getting, everything was dropping that day for the Astros. If you go back to the pandemic year, Lynn made two starts against the Astros and he got absolutely roughed up. ERA was over 11. He allowed five home runs in those two starts and the FIP was 8.25. Again, as Mike Palm calls him, he's got one pitch. That's pretty much it. Now, this Astros team will look different in a couple of months right, when they get everybody back, but that lineup is still very, very good.
20-cent move on them on the overnights as well.
Oh, is that right?
I really like this White Sox team. You have to love the rotation, the what-if scenario, and just the upgrade. I know they did a great job, Eduardo Perez talking about his former roommate there.
Yeah.
But just getting rid of La Russa, and it appears the guys like him. And Cease was great. But again, when you look at that rotation, and there's plenty of offense there.
Well, because
I think, again, everything went wrong. They were a disaster last year. One of the biggest disappointments in baseball. They still won 81 games. And they can't go over 82?
Well, I think the biggest addition by subtraction is going to be Tony La Russa is no longer there.
Yeah.
In all of Major League Baseball. That could be. And you're right. I mean, when Cease is this good and he bumps up to the ace of the staff, and then you can drop guys like Giolito to the three? Clevinger's going to be in the rotation?
Yeah.
Kopech?
If that's my five, absolutely. Yep. Good game. No opinion, though. But,
okay. I got to figure out a way to bet this game. The Rockies against the Padres. I have to figure out a way. It's Freeland against Martinez. Now, last year, this Padres team, against left-handed pitching, not great. They were 18th in OPS, 20th in slugging, and they were middle of the pack with on-base percentage and with average. But a couple of things and reasons why I like the Padres, maybe with total team, the team total over today, figured out a way how to bet this team. Freeland against the Padres in 2022. He made five starts. His ERA was 6.75. The FIP was also high at 5.13. A little bit unlucky with the batting average of balls in play of 345, but the whip was high. The K rate was 12.9%. He was not blowing guys away at all in a 42.5% hard hit rate. The reason why I like the Padres more this year against lefties would be who they picked up.
Mm-hmm.
Xander Bogaerts, and he started the year off with the bang last night with three hits. But Bogaerts against left-handed pitchers last year alone, 123 at-bats. His OPS was higher than 1,000. He slugged 569. His on-base was 469. He had a 382 average with 11 doubles and four home runs. So you put his bat now in the middle of that lineup against lefties, and I think it's going to be a huge, huge boom for the Padres. Now I just have to decide what I want to do today. Do I want to bet the game over? Do I want to do the Padres with the team total over? I haven't made my decision yet, but I think we're going to see the Padres score more runs in two what they did last night.
Yeah, I think they break out of it, and I think you'll see runs. Too much talent with the offense. Soto with the wearing the collar last night. How many times is that going to happen?
Right.
You know, it's just how about what Palm said yesterday? Where would you hit Tatis when he comes back?
It's a great question. It's a great problem to have. I mean.
Yeah.
Well,
they picked up Carpenter too. Obviously, you're going to put him down the line, down the bottom of the lineup or near the bottom. But it's
do you put Tatis leadoff though?
I don't know. I don't know.
I see that's kind of the beauty of having this guy coming back is that you can tinker with your lineup 100 different ways. I mean, you could bat him leadoff at first because he's so versatile, or you could drop him to three. You could put him at five. You could put him at six. I think the ceiling's going to be the limit here once he comes back for this offense.
Yep. Should be.
And Snell had the nine strikeouts, but eventually gave up a bunch of runs, some runs. And
yep.
Yeah.
How about one of the late games? Are we going to see this the majority of the year with Seattle? The pitching so good at the top of the rotation and not much offense. And if Ray can do it again and shut down Cleveland. Yeah. What do you make of Gattis? That's another thing, too.
That's a tough read.
Tough call. So they get the three-run bomb in the bottom of the eighth to get there. Last night, and I would trust Ray here at home against Gattis.
For what it's worth, I think that team, their crowds are going to come across on TV so well this year.
Yeah.
It's going to really pop. It's a great spot to watch games. I will say this about Ray. Last year, very small sample size against the Guardians, only two starts. 13 innings, ERA of zero. A FIP of 1.8, 22% K rate, zero walks, which was... Robbie Ray would be in contention to win the Cy Young like almost every year if he could just limit the walks, get rid of the walks. 100% left on base. The whip was sub 0.7 and a 31% hard hit rate. So he really just dominated the Guardians last year. Can that continue this season against the lineup who was shut out last night? I mean, we're going to see spots this year where the Guardians will be punchless.
Yep.
They'll have stretches.
Yep.
And in the other game, the late game, the Diamondbacks are playing at the Dodgers. This is Merrill Kelly against Dustin May. Kelly was unfortunate to the point of where he made five starts against the Dodgers last year. Did not go well. 8.25 with the ERA, 6.07 FIP. Balls in average were in play, were dropping at almost an average of 400. A super high walk rate of more than 13%. And the hard hit rate was 42% with six home runs allowed. Again, Dodgers offense not the same as it was last year. But they eventually scored eight runs last night, and Kelly does not have a good resume here against this team, although it's different players.
Yeah. Will Smith show last night,
yeah,
which is a surprise. The Dodgers get the win. Any interest in the Mets? Now they have to throw Peterson tonight.
Uh-huh.
You have the injury to Verlander. You have Quintana out till the summer. I think Senga's going to go, I think, Monday. The Mets play 8 days in a row to start the season, so they have to juggle the rotation. And then where they throw Carrasco, I'm blanking on I was watching the game yesterday, what they were saying about the rotation. So,
right.
So now they got to play games here a little bit with Showalter, with Verlander, and what they're going to do with the guys early on. But it is Peterson tonight.
Well, that's never fun when you can't catch a break and get a day off, and then you already have injuries to start the season like this. I will ask you about the offense, though. I know some people have kind of pecked away and said, eh, not nearly as good as last year, or not going to be as good as last year.
Yeah, top second in batting average, or were they fifth in runs? I could see a major regression there.
Oh, you could, a major?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I, like, the top of the lineup is still borderline elite, is it not? I mean, they're going to go Nimmo, Marte, Lindor, Alonso into McNeil, who is wildly underrated. The bottom half might need some help here, but I know people were all over this team when they picked up Correa for about a minute, and they were betting this team to win the World Series. Like, they're pushing people out of the way to bet him at like 12-1 before that number dropped.
Right.
So he would have been a nice, I don't love Carlos Correa, but it would have been a nice addition. I think the offense is going to be okay.
Like, he's not going to make moves anyways.
Oh, of course he will.
Can you imagine what he's going to do with the deadline and what, yeah, especially if they're right there.
So,
and they should be.
It is Lizardo going for the Marlins, and they're kind of hovering around even money in this game. They got to Alcantara yesterday a little bit.
Did I say that on air or off air? How about the Marlins 50-1 most losses?
You brought that up.
Sandy, something happens to Sandy.
You brought it up, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Hold on. I want to catch... Jeffrey Benson, Chris Bennett, Mike Palm, if you guys are... happen to be listening today, can I cash the Phillies' worst record in baseball ticket at 750-1? Is that okay? You guys...
Nola, Jesus, man.
By the way, cross one off for the Rays, most wins in April. But that's... See, that's the thing, right?
Tigers.
Mike Palm has been all over Aaron Nola more than any other pitcher in baseball. Like, that's what you get him.
That's right.
You get him 7 runs, he'll give up 8, whatever.
Yep, right. He's either lights out, shuts you down, or he can't get out of the 4th inning.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
They have him.
So you get 5 off DeGrom early, you lose the game.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
You're right. You went for a hot dog. Uh-huh. I think I made a restroom break. I come back. I'm like, well, it was 5-0.
I know.
What happened?
I had to back it. I go, what did I miss here? Home run derby.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's a fun team. I mean, if Texas gets, if that lineup, not like that, but if they get some hitting, I love their rotation.
Yeah.
Texas could be feisty.
Up next, real or fugazi, take nothing away from that blowout loss last night. We shall discuss coming up next here on VSiN.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Going up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing Bet River Squares. The basketball season, place a qualifying bet, get a bonus square. If your numbers match the final score, you win. Restrictions on wagers, bonuses, and credit use. Full terms and conditions available. BetRiverSquares.com. Let's go.
Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard are here to make you a friend of ours.
That would mean you're a major.
Investigating what is and isn't legit.
That's a fugazi. All right? That's a fugazi. We looked at it for 2 seconds.
Seeing through the lines to make you a better better.
I know you know. And I know you know I know you know.
The FTM Army is being sent for.
An odd thing you get sent for, you go in alive, you come out dead. And it's your best friend that does.
These two wise guys would never steer you wrong.
Forget about it.
This is Real or Fugazi on Follow the Money.
Yeah.
Let's dance, baby.
Oh, Pauly, what an open.
Take nothing away from the Bucks getting blasted at home last night by the Celtics. Is that real or is that Fugazi?
Yeah, real. It was a horrible spot. It was the mother of all bad spots. Rare that the home the visiting team is sitting there waiting for you for a couple days. You're on a back-to-back, and they didn't have it early, and that was it. Plus, Boston was off a humiliating loss, and they were ready to go. So that was, that meant nothing. And I think Milwaukee should Milwaukee will come out of the East.
Dave Malinsky, unfortunately, passed away 5 years ago. He was a professional sports bettor who came on this show all the time at the very beginning when VSiN was first around. Sharpest guy you're ever going to listen to. He will live in infamy. Some of the stuff, the Malinsky special.
That was the Malinsky special last night.
Yep. It absolutely was. Connor McDavid and the Oilers making the Stanley Cup final is bigger for the NHL than LeBron and the Lakers making the finals in the NBA.
Well, 100% Fugazi. Yeah.
100%?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't say that. For the NHL, they desperately need Connor McDavid in the Stanley Cup final.
They need if it was a big-time team in the United States, though. Years ago, I interviewed Jeremy Roenick, and we were down to the Final Four, and Montreal was still alive. And I said, what's the best stand? He immediately threw it out. No, Montreal. No, you want the U.S. teams in there. And he threw out Montreal. Dismissed them. Like, no, it's not good for TV and not the best. So based on what Roenick said and how they look at it, while he is the Michael Jordan Gretzky of the NHL, I would say definitely Silver needs it. Especially what happened with the Louisville game getting a bigger number than the NBA game. Honey, you got to have Silver would do cartwheels. Remember David Stern? Who do you want in the finals? Lakers. He actually said it on the record.
Well, I think that here's my thing. The NBA is totally fine if it's Warriors against Bucks, Celtics, Sixers. If it's Nuggets with Joker against one of those three teams, you can make the case for the Suns with Durant. Come on, they're fine. If Bettman and the NHL could ever get Paul, you're telling me Bettman would not be doing cartwheels if it was McDavid and the Oilers against the Maple Leafs?
I think he'd rather have a Boston or the Boston Colorado. Actually,
yeah. That's fine.
I think he'd rather if you ask him, right?
Bruins and the Oilers. You're telling me that's not a home run for the league?
Yeah.
And you take the league's biggest superstar and put him in?
Can't lose with Boston, Colorado. The Mavericks are going to have a hard time finding another star or a good player to play next and share the spotlight with Luka, real or Fugazi.
No, I think there's some truth to that. I think that could be real. Because I reading the tea leaves, trying to ingest as much information as possible when it comes to these sports, it appears as if he might not be the easiest guy to play with. So
for a couple of reasons. Well, difficult fellow.
Off the court. Off the court.
Right, and he always has the ball.
Constantly.
Yeah.
I mean, the usage rate, the amount of like seconds per game, the dribbles that he takes per game, how often he's got the ball. I think that, does anybody complain more on the court than Luka Doncic?
Oh, I got two things for you on that.
Oh, God, is it a bad look.
Tim McMahon covers the team for ESPN. He said nobody. He's covered the league for a long time. And he also covered Harden in Houston. No one complains like Luka. It's nonstop.
Did he say Luka's worse than Harden?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He says no one complains like Luka. Every call, he's like, that's why he's got so many technicals, and then I can't believe he wasn't teed up for doing this in an official's face.
Yeah.
A longtime scout also told McMahon he has the worst transition defense in NBA history.
In history.
Yep. Belichick's going to shock the world, and the Patriots are going to get Lamar Jackson, real or Fugazi.
I can answer this with my head or my heart.
Apparently he wants to go there.
My heart
says.
You
saw the Asante Samuel tweet.
Yeah, my heart says I would love to see it because a team needs to step up, and it clearly would be a massive upgrade for the Patriots if they were to do this. I can't imagine what it would look like if Lamar were to go to that division now.
Oh,
God, would that be phenomenal.
Wow.
My head says he's not going to do it.
God.
So I'll take my head and go with that. I'll go with my brain, hoping that I'm wrong, but I don't think that they will. You think that they're a player for them?
I'd love to see it. I would love to see it.
Yeah, so would I. I still hear people bringing up the Lions.
No, that's a tough call.
I mean, indoors in that dome, I think it would be phenomenal. But Goff, I'm okay with Goff.
I started season three yesterday. Real or Fugazi? Ted Lasso is okay. It just happened. Right place, right time. We all needed something to lift our spirits. It came out when the COVID and we were shut down and we needed something like that to come in. But it's too much of the life lessons and real or Fugazi?
I'm going to go Fugazi because I'll have to go back and watch season one.
Well, we know about two.
But here's the thing. The power rating for season one was, that's a 9. On a scale from 1 to 10, that's like a solid 9. Put it in. Now, I get what you're saying. Pandemic, we're all stuck in our homes. Everybody was so negative. That timing was exceptional, right? Could not beat that. Season two dropped off.
Big time.
So, but because
it's too much about the other stuff, what I would tell Sudeikis, and it's okay to focus on the team, on Richmond, and show some soccer for Christ's sake. Mm. I mean, episode two was very good.
So I've not started season three yet. Is it just more of him being the old philosopher?
Yeah, they got into that.
The
relationships and what's going on with the girl and Roy Kent, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Roy
yeah.
with the girl and what's going on there and the daughter. It's show some soccer. Let's go. Focus on the club. And now you got the other guy. They're going to West Ham, so you have the rivalry now. And
right, right.
Play that angle up.
I like Roy, by the way. I'm stunned.
Good actor.
Nigel doesn't like Roy. Our buddy Nigel.
Doesn't?
Yeah, he said that on the air before. Doesn't like the character Roy.
Oh.
No, I was surprised by that. We are not living in the past to suggest stolen bases are good for the game of baseball.
Oh, real. Absolutely. This is great. You want to? I want to see more stolen bases. I want to see small ball. I want the action. For me, the action is the juice. And I want to go back to the 80s and the 90s when baseball dominated. Mm-hmm. Just what it looked like there. Okay? Too many strikeouts and too many all or nothing stuff. So, yes. If you go back and look what they've done with in the minor leagues, we're going to get... How do you not like this again? We're going to get more stolen bases, singles, runs are going to go up, and we're going to cut half an hour off the game.
Yep. Here are the numbers.
In the minors, with what they did when they instituted the changes, stolen bases went up 32%.
Yeah. So it's one game, small sample size, obviously, but good sign, I would say, moving forward. If you compare last year's opening day to yesterday, 2022, we had 5 stolen bases, 4 guys were caught, 56% success rate. Yesterday, 21 stolen bases, 2 caught stealing, 91% success rate.
I just like that kind of baseball when we were growing up. It's like, uh-oh, if this guy gets on, watch out. It's
of
a
course.
Triple. Ricky Henderson, Vince Coleman, Willie McGee. These guys, if he gets on, watch out.
Tim Raines.
Tim Raines, sure. Another good one.
But
it was
awesome. One of my favorite stats in any sport ever is Ricky Henderson. The year that he set the record for 130 stolen bases, he was caught stealing 42 times. I mean, it's every game he's going.
Yep.
And sometimes it would clearly be, you know, more than once, more than twice. So I thought yesterday was tremendous. I mean, it was when we had multiple games eventually going at the same time and you could watch these games on TV with, you know, we were here at Circa watching the games. There was never really a downtime.
It was so good.
Something was happening at all times.
Every 10 seconds, bam, another pitch. Let's go. All right, here we go. Another pitch. 2-2 count. Here we go.
I really enjoyed it.
Fast. Let's go. Keep it moving. Come on.
Yep. All right, there you go. That's real or Fugazi. I'm surprised. You're a hockey guy. Is that just because of
I think Bettman is more concerned about the United States, too, about getting the big markets in there. What happened yesterday? Where it was, again, Chris Mannix. The Lakers are going to the finals.
It was all over.
But the Lakers are a championship contender. A GM reached out to so-and-so and said this, and watch out for the Lakers. It was like, what? Mm-hmm. Nice win in Chicago, but they're 500 still. Now, I do agree with Brian Windhorst. If this was their roster and they didn't have Westbrook on the team, this would have been a top 5 seed at least. But, like, it starts tonight. You got to win this game tonight if you're a contender. How do you say that about them when they're going to be in the play-in round? They're not even going to make they got to get in the play-in just to get there.
I know.
And you're going to take on Memphis or probably Denver.
I've gone back and forth so many times on a potential Lakers-Nuggets first-round series that I've confused myself.
It'll be fun. And I think they can beat Memphis, but still, they're going to be in the playing round.
All right, follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Full card coming up tonight. Do they finally finish the job? We will discuss here on VSiN.
A lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
DraftKings Casino brings you a new era of your favorite games. Blackjack, roulette, slots, plus live dealer table games. And they paid out some huge wins. A player bet $20 and won $100,000. On Jingle Megaways. Another player bet $5 and won $81,000 on Divine Fortune. Download the DraftKings Casino app today. New customers can get a deposit match up to $2,000 in casino bonus funds when you sign up. Download the app and use code VSiN to claim the offer. Go get them.
I really feel like this should be getting more attention, like everywhere, not just like from the gambling space, but mainstream as well, rather than getting the Lakers and the Cowboys shoved down your throat every single day, 365 days a year. The Kings were 400-1 to win their division.
Hello.
Before the season started.
This does not happen in the NBA. It doesn't happen.
Nope.
This is what a story. The 16-year playoff drought comes to an end.
They had to beat out the champs. They had to beat out one of the preseason favorites in the Clippers. They had to beat out the Suns, a team that went and got Kevin Durant. And oh, by the way, they had to beat out LeBron, AD, and the Lakers. They were four, just for the division, they were 400-1.
Win total was in the low 30s. Then I know Ben Fox tweets about it all the time, too. This guy with the future tickets on him. But why not the division? The guy bet him to win the title a couple times. I mean, why didn't you take a slice of the division?
Yeah.
Right? And he could have had it. So win tonight, and it'll just about do it because you'll beat San Antonio at home. If you win tonight, your magic number's one. Who knows? You might get a loss later in the night with Phoenix. I mean, you're laying 15 again at Portland. Again, this Portland outfit is so bad since they shut everybody down and they beat them by 40 in the last game on Wednesday. So the magic number then goes down to one and a 400-1. And even, the people who got 250 or 300, that's going to come in and that's going to cash.
I'm on
what a story.
I'm on fun website to go back and track this stuff. Sports Odds History. Now, they use one book only, so their numbers are going to be at that specific shop. But on November 1st, they were still 250-1. It came December 1st, they were 30-1. January 1st, they were 7-1. February 1st, plus 210. All-Star break, they were 5-1. On March 1st, they were plus 180. I bet them and talked about that on the air when they were still plus 165, when that was the day after Durant got hurt. They were still plus 165. And there was, the books had not adjusted yet. And I think later on in that day, when they woke up, they're like, hey, this probably shouldn't be the number. But Durant went down the night before, and they were still favored. They were odds on the Suns were to win that division, and they were games behind the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing story.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
and the game log is hideous for Portland going back.
Yeah. So, what's going to happen with him, by the way, side note?
I think he's got to move on. I think they have to agree to a split. Go their separate ways.
And that's a guy who never wanted to leave.
Yeah.
He told them flat out, build a winner around me. And they could never come close to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
The one run to the Western Conference Finals. But beyond that, nothing. That sucks for them.
Right. Now, earlier I said, yeah, I got to look at the Thunder, but SGA looks like he's out. What are they doing? This is the third straight game he's missed. They don't want to make the play-in?
Is that the goal here?
What is
Stay away from the play-in?
Oh, my God. They're going to let Dallas in. Dallas is going to backdoor their way in because OKC has the tiebreaker over them. They lost at home to Charlotte. I think they were double-digit favorites. They didn't play SGA. They almost lost to the Pistons, and now he's not playing again, and it looks like Buddy Hield might be back for the Pacers, laying 2.5.
Now, I say this.
I mean,
this.
It's right there for the Thunder because there's only, five games left, and they're essentially two up on Dallas because they own the tiebreaker.
Right. Like, Paul, do we know, what's the injury? Is there any injury at all?
Or this is more monitoring the minutes stuff.
That's right. It's more of a minutes restriction thing
set
down by the Thunder.
Like, Lillard's not hurt.
No.
It's just
so the reason why I'm asking is because again, the difference between David Stern, who I did not like, and Adam Silver, I think David Stern would have said something here. He would have been like, guys, there's a week left here of the season. You can make the playoffs. You're basically telling us and your fan base, no, we don't care. Doesn't matter to us. I don't understand the message here.
Yep.
So without, if he doesn't play tonight, you still want to lay the 2.5 based on who the Pacers have been playing?
Wow. That looks like someone's coming back with Buddy coming back, but not the way the Thunder have been playing without SGA. The Bulls taking money. They're up to 9 at DraftKings. How about Charlotte, though? Catching 16.5 in Dallas 1, catching 12 at home against Dallas 1, double-digit dogs in OKC 1. I'd be careful tonight with the Bulls.
That's a big
with
number.
That right.
It's a really
because
big
because
number.
They also know that they're going to make the play-in. They're 2 up on Washington with the tiebreaker with 6 left. And even though they got the big win against the Celtics, Washington's playing bad ball, and more losses coming for Washington.
Right.
So they're essentially a pick 'em tonight at home against the Magic. I see plenty of points in that game.
We talked about this earlier in the hour with Julian Edlow, and he had a great number on the Celtics. What are they, 6-8 straight up when they're favored by double-digit points going back? I mean, I'm looking at some of the losses right now. We just had the Wizards loss earlier the week. They were laying 10.5. They lost by basically 20 in that game. Don't forget about the game in Houston on March 13th when they were laying 13 and they lost the game outright.
Yep.
That's ugly. The game against Brooklyn on March 3rd when they were laying doubles and they blew, what was it, a 27 or a 28-point lead at that time outright, and they lost by 10. Completely flipped on a dime there too. So they've had some nice wins where they take teams out like the Pistons. They killed them laying 11.5. They beat beat Charlotte when they were laying 10.5 and they covered that game. There's also a loss at home to the Suns when they were laying 10. I think the Suns were down a bunch of players in that game and they still got them at Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So the track record here says, and thought it was a bad spot last night for the Bucks. Now the Celtics had to go back home last night after that win when they win by 41 points and you're laying 13.5 against the Jazz. A lot of points there too. I could not lay that with the Celtics tonight.
Big night tonight. Good card. Only 2 games Saturday. They kind of get out of the way for the Final Four. Full schedule Sunday. No games on Monday. What, 9 days left in the regular season? But again, I cannot stress this enough. This Laker game is huge tonight. Huge! At Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Because with the standings. And the Lakers would all but lock it up if they win to get in. Because they still have Utah twice and they play Houston. But New Orleans, 39-38. Minnesota, 39-38. Lakers 500 and OKC 38-39. And the Lakers, I believe, also have the tiebreaker over Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's right. I have to check that. But in any event, it's right there for the Lakers to get in and big opportunity tonight because the Pelicans still have a tough schedule. And the Lakers should at least get to 42 wins. But show me. Got to prove it. You're a contender. Win this game tonight.
As for the Nuggets game on the road against the Suns,
now, what do you think here?
Is it because the Joker missed the game last night? His status is unknown as of right now.
8.5 DraftKings has up. 8.5.
That is telling you that they're assuming here that he's not going to play. But it's the NBA. Anything could happen.
Yeah, and Durant, I was wrong. He struggled in his first game back. He did not shoot the ball well,
right?
Which usually doesn't happen. But this will be the ultimate. No chemistry and not playing only 6-7 games together. How are they still the favorites to win the Western Conference?
Now, do you think we're going to get some bridge jumpers today in the NBA?
Well, these are crazy.
The money line parlays. I mean, the Celtics, again, laying 13.5. You have the Kings laying 14.5 or 15. And by the way, neither one of those teams is the biggest favorite on the board tonight because the Warriors are laying 16.5 or 17 at home to the Spurs.
Yeah. It should be higher, though, right? DraftKings has Sacramento's laying 15.5 and they're $12 on the money line. Shouldn't that be higher?
Interesting.
I think there'll be several people that are trying to jump in there. They just beat them by 40. Look at the scores going back with Portland. And Sacramento knows they can essentially wrap up the division tonight.
I want to see what a money line parlay would play. That's going to happen. People will do that based on this day. There's no way they lose these games, right? Celtics are $11.
Well, Golden State's going to beat San Antonio. Sacramento should win, no problem.
Kings are 14. Warriors are... That three-team parlay is minus 421.
Who's the other one? Celtics?
It's Celtics, Kings, Warriors.
Celtics, Kings, Warriors. Yeah.
Now, we just had this where Purdue lost as a one seed. to a 16.
Well, Matt Painter's not coaching tonight, so that's okay. we'll get the ball to the 7-4 guy.
You want to lay 420 on a parlay?
That's not bad.
I don't want to lay
not
that.
Not bad.
Which team spoils it?
It'd be the Celtics.
Yeah.
If anyone spoils it.
I think
that's
probably right.
I could throw another one on there. I'm sure. Listen, rest assured, when we get off the air, there'll be big news about someone's. Who knows? The Clippers could sit people. I don't know what's going to happen.
Memphis there's no
doubt. Memphis is 6.5. Something else will happen. You can get another dance partner.
What do you want to do with this?
If you want to do that.
What will Detroit and Houston look like tonight?
Oh, that's an AAU game. That's the other angle with this with only a week left.
To the moon?
Yeah.
Total?
Yeah.
228.5
Look
still
at the scores on
available?
These Houston games.
Yeah.
Absolutely. With some, they can't put the total high enough in with some of these games. Even the Pacer game. What's that going to look like tonight against OKC? That could be another one.
It's 236.
They just played a 137-134 at home against Charlotte, and SGA didn't play.
My early inclination here, because that number just popped. That total just came out.
Indiana's just going for a jog and getting some exercise every day.
That game, 236, might not be enough.
Yes.
But there will. Why would there be a lick of defense played in this Houston-Detroit game?
There won't be.
Brian Mahoney covers the NBA for the AP. He'll join the show coming up next. We'll have him put a number on Julius Randle coming back from injury for the opening round of the playoffs next.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.